Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out and subscribe to my newsletter and subscribe to my blog. They're all free. It won't cost you a penny, just a little bit of time, just a couple of, maybe a minute to subscribe to all of those things, and you'll be getting good stuff from us that I think will help you have a maximum opportunity to be successful, including announcements about upcoming guests. Like our new friend Jeff Landers, the founder and the president of OfficeToShare.com. How about that? If you're a subscriber to our newsletter, you'll find out about these really cool people who are going to be on the show. And you'll know when they're going to be on, and you'll make sure you're listening because they got some stuff here that you just got some stuff that you're going to want to hear about. Jeff is in the business of putting together people who want to rent short-term offices and people who want to rent to them with their short-term offices. He's our new friend, Jeff Landers. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Thanks for being here very much. And, you know, Jeff, I will tell you that in 1982,
mm-hmm.
and then again in about 1991,
right.
I rented space from what we then called, maybe they still do, executive suites.
Well, for the most part, they're still called the same thing. They changed their name, I think, to office business centers. But
right.
I think they're, since most people know them by the term executive suite, I think they're considering going back to that common terminology.
I like that term, and I rented the first time for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
The second time, I was in that one about 2.5 years.
Right.
Now those two particular businesses actually were set up for, their business model was for short-term leases.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the only people you do business with, is it?
No, that's correct. Although the vast majority, we have about 1,500 to 2,000 executive suites listed with us throughout the country. But in addition to that, we have shared office spaces. For example, if an attorney or a CPA has a couple of extra offices and they want to rent that out, they'll list the availability of that on our site. Sometimes they're looking for any type of business. Sometimes they're looking for someone that would be compatible with them. So if you're a tax attorney, you know, maybe they want to bring in a CPA or vice versa. Not only can they share space, but they can give referrals back to each other.
Absolutely. I've seen that many times before.
Sure.
Now your background is in commercial real estate, isn't it?
That's correct. 32 years.
So you started when you were only six, right?
So you started
in your career, you looked around, you said, hey, there are people wandering around over there looking like they're lost who need space.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people wandering around over there on the other side who have space, and they're just as lost as these other people.
Well,
somebody needs to direct traffic for these folks.
That's exactly true, Jim. And the reality is that, you know, if you're a larger business, there are a multitude of real estate brokers that are trying to knock down your door to help you, and landlords that want to make all types of concessions for
right.
you. But if you're really a small business and you only need 100 or 200 square feet, nobody's interested in your business.
Right.
You know, the real estate brokers, they can't make a commission that's worth more than lunch for 200 square feet for 3 months or 6 months. And most landlords don't even have spaces that small. It's just not effective for them and efficient for them to divide their space into units of, you know, 100 or 200 square feet.
Well, you did a couple of things really smart. You created a marketplace
mm-hmm.
where these people could come and shop around and do business with each other. But you did something else that I commend you for, and it's something that I've been talking about for a long time.
Right.
You said, you know, I'm looking into the future here, and I believe that most of the growth And the people that I certainly want to know who I am and know my name are all these small businesses that are starting up. Somebody needs to take care of those folks.
Absolutely. I mean, as you know, Jim, there are about 24 million small businesses in the U.S.
Yep.
53% of them are home-based.
That's right. I think that's a conservative number.
Oh, probably. I mean, you know, the governmental numbers, which means that they're probably 2 or 3 years old at the best.
Right. Well, and there are thousands starting on the kitchen table today.
Without question. Now, some are doing that because it's a lifestyle choice,
right.
And, you know, they want to be home, and they want to be, you know, with their spouse or the kids, and, you know, be able to have, like your previous guest, the 30-second commute.
Right.
And there are others that this is the logical place for them to start, you know, to find, you know, the cheapest rent possible with no overhead and grow the business from there. I mean, you know.
Well, see, that's what happened to me in 89.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, small business owners, when they're starting out on the kitchen table, when they're starting out in a little home office or whatever, but they don't necessarily, you know, Beverly's a home office snob. She knows
right.
she's going to be home based, but everybody is not like that. I mean, that's fine, but everybody, they may not care whether they're home based or not. As you said, it winds up being something that was just necessary, but when small businesses grow,
absolutely,
they grow in little bitty increments.
Well, look at Amazon and Dell and Microsoft and Xerox and HP. I mean, all of
right.
these mega corporations started in a home-based business.
That's right.
But the difference is they weren't there as a lifestyle. They were there because they had no money when they started out, and that was the only place they can afford to find space. But as they started growing, as they started hiring people, as they had customers coming to them, in most of those cases, a home office no longer makes sense.
Well, that's right. But when they grow, they need, and incredibly, as you said, they need 200 square feet, maybe.
Right.
And somebody to answer their phone. They don't need to buy a phone system, or they just need to share some things. And that's the reason why what you're doing is good, and what these people who are doing business with you is a good thing. And of course, this also gives rise to the incubator phenomenon that's going on around the
sure.
the business incubator phenomenon that's going on around the country. You're probably plugging into some of those guys too, aren't you?
Well, absolutely. Those are typically a little bit different because many times you know, you'll have these companies that provide the incubator, but they also provide funding, and they
right.
do a lot more to help grow the company and, you know, provide
advice. But I can see where some of your people, some of your prospects, your customers might want to know about some of those things.
Oh, without question.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Jeff. We're having a good visit with our new friend, Jeff Landers. He's the founder and the president of Offices to Share. That's the number two. OfficesToShare.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Amazing why. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Bisingame, the small business advocate, and having a great visit with our new friend Jeff Landers, the founder and the president of OfficesToShare.com. That's the number two in the middle of offices and share. OfficesToShare.com. Jeff.
Yes.
Now, if I'm in Cincinnati,
mm-hmm.
and I'm home-based, and
right.
I need to bust out, you know, my wife has said, you can't do this here anymore. You got to go somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
or whatever, and I need to bust out, can I use your site to find something in Cincinnati?
Absolutely. We operate like a search engine, so someone would come to our homepage at OfficesToShare.com. There would be a drop-down menu of states. They would pick their state and go through their search parameters, and then they would see all of the locations that we have available in that specific geographic location, and they themselves would decide which ones they're interested in, select it, be able to contact those locations directly, find out what's available, rental terms, and so on and so forth. We don't own or control any of these locations. We're essentially a search engine, an independent
third party. You're the traffic cop, basically.
Precisely.
Yeah. And the facilitator, the nexus between those two folks. What about what if there isn't what I want is not on your site in Cincinnati?
Mm-hmm.
Can I put a request to you and say, Can you find me 300 feet on Fifth Avenue in Cincinnati?
We haven't done, you know, the want list yet.
Right.
It's something that we've been mulling around for years. What we've really been focusing on is two things. One, to build up our inventory of space as much as we can. And two, and probably the most important, is getting the word out to the small business community that these type of spaces are available. I think part of the big problem is that most people that are based in a home
right.
office think they have two choices, either to remain in their home office or to go out and rent 1,000 square feet for 3 or 5 years,
right.
and there's nothing in between.
Or where do you go, you know, how in the world do you go to find a where you can rent 300 feet? Exactly. So,
right.
so basically, in your case, the inventory, the availability comes first, then the demand.
Absolutely.
The supply comes first, followed by the demand.
Right, but okay. of course you have to balance it. I mean, if the demand is greater than your supply, then people get frustrated that
right.
they can't find enough things. And if there's plenty of demand there, I mean, plenty of supply, but nobody's coming, well, that's not good for the people that list with us, because they're looking to us to also supply them with people that are interested in renting their space.
Well, how do you let people know who have the inventory that they can use your service? How do you do that?
That have the inventory?
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of marketing. It's a lot of phone calls.
Give us an example of
trade shows.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, many times, you know, we'll just get, you know, we'll go to Google and, you know, find all the availabilities in a given area. You know, we'll do a lot of research to find out there are various organizations that, you know, these executive suites belong to. They have an annual trade show. We go to that. We've been doing this for 7 years now, so this is very much a slow build-up as far as, you know, developing the inventory.
Right.
And also the other side, not just the executive suites, but the businesses that have excess office space that they want to rent it out for whatever reason. I mean, maybe
right.
they rented more space and it's their
they're not really expansion. It's not really their business model, but they just happen to have some extra space.
And they're paying rent on it, so why
yeah.
have it sit vacant for
exactly.
a year when they could rent it out short-term to someone that needs the space,
right.
cover their rent until the time that they need it.
So, folks, if you fit that bill, which more of you out there are in that category than are in the business of executive suites. If it fits that bill, you know, then what they do? They just go to your website.
They go to our website, and in those cases, we charge a $99 per month listing fee
right.
to list the availability of the space. But yes, they would go right to our homepage, click on where it says list office space, follow the directions, and they
right.
would actually pay online with a credit card on our secured server.
And so that's how the money changes hand, not a commission or anything like that.
Well, with the executive suites, when someone rents space at an executive suite, the executive suite does pay us a referral
commission.
Fee.
All right.
But
the reason
to search for space, Jim, there's no charge
right.
to the searches. That's entirely free.
Okay, that's a good idea. The reason I ask you about the marketing is there are people listening right now who are interested in starting a business, an
mm-hmm.
online business, and they're doing their business model right now, their business plan. They're thinking about how do I find customers, et cetera, et cetera. And what you just told them a minute or so ago was it's a lot of work, isn't it?
Oh, it's tremendous. And let me give you a good example, Jim. We're running a contest right now called the Home Office from Hell Contest.
Right.
One of the main purposes of that was to get word out about our business. So from that point of view, you could look at that as a marketing concept. And what we're asking people to do is come to our site, list the top 10 reasons why they desperately need to move out of their home office, and the winner will be selected by an independent panel of judges from SCORE.
Right.
And we will provide the winner with up to 12 months of rent at any location listed on our website.
Wow.
The total value of up to $12,000.
Wow. Now, can they do all this at officesToShare.com?
Absolutely. They'll go right there. They'll see the banner on the homepage.
The Home Office from Hell, folks. That sounds like a heck of a deal. You ought to go in there and fill that out. That'd be fun. Hey, Jeff, will you come back another day?
Absolutely, Jim.
Give us the website again.
It's officesToShare.com, and the 2 is the number 2.
Absolutely. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Have a great holiday. Thanks so much, Jim.
Jeff Landers, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get him back another day. He's got more stuff to teach us, I think, about that business. Quick break, right back with our old buddy Rich Riley. Vice President of Yahoo, right after these messages. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.